you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am your host, me, Ryan. If you'd like to come in this studio, number is 319-527-6099. Number is 319-527-6099. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. Our ratings are high, as much as some of you guys are. That's how high our ratings are. That's it. Welcome to the show. We only got an hour. So if you're listening to my voice, if you want to come in the studio, I only have an hour. It's going to be a short show today. Title of show, Hunter Biden walks out on a congressional hearing. I saw a little bit of it. He walked out when Big Mouth Marjorie Taylor Greene was talking to him, and she called him a coward. It was a shit show. That's what it was. It was a shit show. Hunter Biden walked out on Marjorie Taylor Greene after making a surprise appearance at a congressional hearing. Now, there's no big secret. Hunter Biden wanted to make it public. The Republicans did not want it public. He showed up. And if you would have saw it, and you can probably see it on YouTube, it was a shit show. It was stupid. It looked like little babies, little kids. Meanwhile, you got Donald Trump talking about closing arguments in one of his trials, or hearings, let's call it. I think it's a trial. That's what's going on here. So it's going to be a fast show, quick show, everything, and I want to introduce the most famous psychic of them all. And she's here for a short period of time, Pat Oberlin, everybody. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you sound wonderful. You must have got a lot of sleep. How are you, kiddo?
I'm fine. I didn't sleep at all.
Oh, no, you sound great. Well, I know you got how long do I have you? Because I know you got some appointments you need to get to.
No, I already did them.
Yay! Well, I'm only have a show for about 55 minutes. I'm glad to have you in the studio. Pat is a world-famous psychic. She is my psychic. She knows what's going on. She knows before I know what's going on. And, Pat, tell everybody how to reach you and how much do they need to pay you for your psychic advice. There you go.
Well, I can't really do that today because I don't know what the site is. They've changed it. And so we're in the process of changing. Used to be.
Do you have an email, Pat, that people can email you to get some psychic tarot card reading?
Yeah, Pat Oberlin @1@gmail.com.
There you go. You get the best readings. And today's show is brought to you You're welcome, kiddo. And today's show is brought to you by Patty Cakes. Patty Cakes has been a great sponsor of Brian the Hammer Jackson's show. Patricia Oberlin, home of Patty Cakes. She makes the best angel food cake, but if you like the other side, devil too. She doesn't choose sides, angel and devil food cake. And try her mushrooms. I'm telling you, Pat makes the great imaginary mushrooms ever at her bakery. Do you have gummies, Pat? You don't have any gummies. You just got magic mushrooms, right?
gummies too.
Yep, gummies too.
Oh, you got gummies too? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Pat says, don't be a dummy. Try her gummy. That's what she says. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it. Pat, and thanks for sponsoring the show because, you know, when they said if you want to take your mushrooms, I mean, they'll be tripping for like a couple of weeks, but they'll be back. They'll probably forget that they even took the mushrooms. And you don't even have to go to the PSA or the, you know, the airport thing. You just stay home and trip on your mushrooms. Nice.
Yeah, I did that New Year's.
You did? How many mushrooms did you do? Did you do any mushrooms on New Year?
4 grams.
I have never did mushrooms, Pat. Not in my life. One time, somebody gave me a bag of dirty mushrooms at like 2 years old, and all it was the toppings. I didn't have any hallucinations or anything. So it was a bad batch. So I recommend Pat got the best mushrooms in the world. Thank you for sponsoring the show. And only a person who's selling illegal drugs can sponsor my show. So if you are selling illegal drugs too, come on in the studio and sponsor me. Right, Pat? Well, it's not illegal in Canada. It's not illegal in Canada. You can do mushrooms in Canada. Well, you can actually go to a store and buy mushrooms in Canada?
Yep. Yep.
Wow. I didn't know that.
There's one downtown. I get them from my dealer, though.
Pat, don't say dealer. Let's say broker. You get them from your broker.
Okay.
You don't get them from your dealer. Okay, no. We're... And you're my psychic. I get them from the dealer. Leave me alone. You get them from your supplier. You get them from your supplier. All right, Pat. What's going on in the show right now? I know you're not into American politics. I know how you feel about Donald Trump.
Yeah,
my ear kind of hurts, so I'm going to have to do on there. And I know you hate it. I don't know how. What do people in Canada feel about Donald Trump? Do you know?
Love them.
John likes them.
John likes Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Has John tried your magic mushrooms lately?
He wouldn't have them.
Why does John like Donald Trump?
Because he's good for America. That's why.
He's good for America?
Yes.
Are we talking about Donald Trump?
He cleaned up the mess in the Middle East. He had the Mexicans on their knees. He had the Chinese where he wanted them.
Well,
he
took money from
the
Chinese, so I think the Chinese had him where they wanted him. Biden didn't take any money from China.
Oh, really?
He didn't take.
Well, what have you
no,
been
he
last
didn't.
3 years?
No.
Oh, yeah, it was Hunter. Not Biden. I'm sorry. Okay, wrong guy.
Okay, Hunter. Hunter is still up. I'm going to give you Hunter. Hunter, I can see Hunter may have some shady stuff going on there. I don't know exactly what it is, but I don't think you connect Hunter to Biden, no, because Hunter
shady
is his own man.
He went on Air Force One without any authorization, only because Joe wanted him there so that he can go and talk to all the people and make deals with them so that they could come back to the U.S. and he would be giving all them people extra stuff to do. He would authorize them.
Okay. Well, how do you feel about Jared going
stuff
to
near air bases and stuff like that, buying up farmland around the air bases?
Okay.
All the military stuff.
How do you feel? Well, how do you feel about Jared making a deal with his daughter made a deal with Chinese got Ivanka, is it Ivanka? I keep saying Ivana or Ivanka. Ivanka made the deal with the Chinese. She got a lot of money from the Chinese, and Jared made the deal with the Arabs, and he came back with $2 billion. What about that?
What about it? Was it illegal?
That's not
like
kosher.
Was?
Huh?
Hunter did all this without authorization. He had no reason for being over there other than his father.
Okay, okay. Do you think Donald Trump's a crook at all? I mean, you think he did any bad things at all?
I do.
Okay, yeah. Donald Trump,
if you're calling him an illegal guy, he did it within the confines of law. Like this bullshit with him escalating the prices of his real estate, everybody
right.
in the States does it.
Okay.
He's even had the bank saying that they welcome him for it because they always make money off of him.
And how do you feel about the riot at the Capitol building? Do you think he's responsible for that?
It wasn't a riot, okay? It was
okay.
put on by the FBI, the CIA. They had over 200
people. No, John, the FBI and the CIA had nothing to do with the Capitol. John!
They had over 200 people in there inciting the riots.
No, John, he was doing a rally. He was upset about the election. He told people,
yeah,
we got to take...
rightly so.
He was claiming that the election was stolen.
Right to question all the stuff about
you
do
have the right to question, and you do have the right to go through the legal means, and a lot of presidents do that. It's in their constitution.
Biden is denying Trump the right to say what he wants. You can't deny a person given their version of a story. You can't come into a courtroom saying, I don't want to hear what you're going to be saying because I've already made up my mind.
Right. Okay.
Right?
Okay. But you stand by that Donald Trump is good for... Okay. But you stand by that Donald Trump is good for America.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
He's the one that got the economy going. He's the one who got...
No, he actually didn't. He actually didn't. Joe Biden, Donald Trump was the highest, Biden is the one who got the economy going. And that's a fact, Jack. It's true. Donald Trump wanted you to take bleach for COVID. He's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
inflation was 3%. What's it at now? The price of gas has gone up. The price of groceries has gone up.
No.
Everything's gone up.
No, right now it's 3% with Biden.
Just stop.
Okay, let me get it here. Inflation with Donald Trump. I mean, it's at 3% now with Biden. But Donald Trump, no, Donald Trump, inflation, let's go with 2000, Donald Trump, 2020. So when was he, 2016? 2016 is when he was in office. I'm just seeing something here. You may have a point, John, but I just want to. Here we go. Here's a fact that these are Donald Trump's final numbers for household income in the U.S. It did say the household income rose under Donald Trump before declining last year due to the pandemic.
I can't blame that on Trump.
Okay.
No, you can't. You cannot blame the wait a minute. Yes, you do. And I'm going to give you a caveat there, John. Trump tried to hide the extent of the pandemic. He tried to cover it up. He did not want those numbers to go high. He hated Fauci. Am I saying Fauci? I'm saying Fauci, the dancer. He hated, and he did try to cover it up. And until he couldn't cover it up anymore, And they even asked Donald Trump, why didn't you just tell the truth about this pandemic and how, and from when you heard it from the Chinese and you heard it from the Secret Service, from the FBI, and you heard it from the CIA. And Donald Trump says, I didn't want to panic. I did. If I figured if I told the truth, there'd be a panic in America, and we couldn't afford a panic. He did try to hide it. So I do blame him, because if he would have said it when the academic was not at its proportion, we could have saved a lot of lives. We could have saved a lot of people. So I don't blame him for the pandemic per se, but I do blame how he handled the pandemic, and a lot of people died because he hid the fact.
The whole country and with Donald, didn't know what the hell to do.
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying, and here it is. Here's a summary of Donald Trump. Donald Trump's time in office are nearly all compliant, as we did for his predecessor for 4 years ago. Here's a final look. The economy lost 2.9 million jobs under Donald Trump. The employment rate increased by 1.6 percentage points to 6.3 under Donald Trump. These are the numbers.
And they're all COVID-related numbers.
They might be. I don't know if they're all COVID-related.
Most of them.
But I will give you COVID maybe has something to do with it. I will give you that. But, we still got it. We still got an epidemic here. We still got the flu epidemic. We still got COVID epidemic. We still got we got this RSV thing going on right now. Let me see here. The number of people lacking health insurance. The number of people lacking health insurance under Donald Trump rose by $3 million. The federal debt held by the public went up from $14.4 trillion under Donald Trump to $21.6 trillion. These are the
facts,
Jack. That's a whole hell of a lot. That's a whole hell of a lot. Got homeless people. You got and the homeless, man, I don't know if you have it in Canada. I'm not going to blame all of it on Donald Trump.
Yep.
But I know we're hitting the borders and the migrants. I know that's a problem, and I agree with you. The only tough one, I don't like Biden's position on the border. I really don't like it. I'll give you that. But the toughest president that ever went against, or excuse me, that held that border was Obama. He was the toughest guy, and that's a fact. The number of people lacking health insurance rose by $3 million under Trump. Illegal immigration.
About because of Obamacare. That's why.
I don't know if it's about Obamacare. Obamacare has put a lot of I don't know. I don't know. But here do I do know. Illegal immigration increased at the southwest border 14.7% last year compared to 2016. Well, that's last year. That's on Biden.
Last year.
Ooh,
okay. Since
Biden.
Biden's been in power,
Biden.
There's been close
yeah,
to 10 million illegals come into the country
yeah.
in the last 3 years. 10 million.
What about that wall he was
no
supposed to be built?
No problem at the border.
I hear you. We do have a problem with the border. I'm going to give you that on Biden. I'll give you – he's not perfect. I'm going to give you that on Biden. But I don't think Trump is good for America. I really don't. I think
who is going to be putting the Arabs in their place? Who's going to be putting the Chinese in their place? Who's going to be putting Mexico in their place? Trump, because he tells them straight to their face what he's going to do. And if they don't do it, then they won't be doing any trade with the U.S. And that's
do you know how much money China paid
compliant.
Trump? Okay, you're saying that Trump is going to put China in its place. Trump is going to put the Mexicans in their place. I know that's what you're saying. Well, he tried with the border wall, and he pocketed the money, and there's no wall. As far as China is, what did Trump make last year off Chinese? China, and it was disguised as them staying at his hotel in New York. And I know what you're saying, and you're right. It's not illegal. It is not illegal, but it is kind of fishy. It's not illegal. the Chinese stayed in his hotel, and I think they paid him over the time they stayed there, like maybe $5 million. I'm not quite sure the amount of the money, but it's not illegal. So I can't. So I'm not going to go against Trump on that. Oh, here we go. Hey, Stanley. Hold on, John, because I'm having a good conversation with you, and hang on there, Pat, because I am with you. Let's welcome Stanley, my brother, in the studio. Hello, Stanley. Good to hear you.
Hey, friend. Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm good. No. I think John's mad at me. John, are you mad at me?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I thought I heard you say you don't want to be on the show. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay, because Stanley will agree with you. Stanley will agree with you, John. Stanley, do you think Trump's good for America? Yes,
I agree with. Yeah, I agree with you. Like I said, I think that we need a new president because Biden is dividing too much the country. It's too much, Biden. I'm sorry. I've never heard a president do so much speech that almost half the population is saying that we're almost Hitler and things like that. Come on. Come on. You're supposed to be the president of the United States. You're supposed to be the person who said, I'm telling you, if Trump would have done the same speech as Biden did of saying that basically the voters are Hitler and everything, I would have been the first one telling you, like, you should go. No president should ever do that speech that basically we don't agree with Biden, that we're Hitler, that we're not for democracy. By the way, we're not a democracy. Stop saying that word. We're a republic. We're not a democracy.
Well, that is true,
so
but you know what? We are a republic.
I don't know who told you guys that we're a democracy. We're not.
Let me explain. We are a republic, but we formed a democracy in our Constitution. Our Constitution is a democracy about our nation and how we should conduct ourselves and the rules and the laws. But we are a republic.
Yes, I agree. We are a republic. We're not a democracy. So keep on saying we're a democracy. We're not. And by the way, you are doing
interference. We run our country as a democracy. We have voting. We don't have a dictator. We go by our constitution, and people have a say in government. And we have three branches of government. We do have a democracy.
Yes, and I'm sorry. A president does need to have immunity, because if a president doesn't have immunity,
he should have immunity.
He basically become
Stanley.
Yes, he does.
Are you serious?
Because if a president, Brian, if a president doesn't have immunity, he's always going to doubt about his decision. He's always going to be like, man, maybe I can't do this because of that. No, you can't have that. Because you're going to have a president that's going to be like, oh, I'm not going to do this decision because maybe when I come out, something else. No, you can't have that. If there's a president that do something wrong, let's say there is a president that did something really illegal. There is a process in the Constitution that basically tells you what you need to do. If a president does something wrong, you impeach the president. And once you impeach him, what does he do? You basically have to have 60 or 70% of the senators that is against him, and then he gets kicked out. That's how you kick out the president.
But you're talking two different sides. If you're saying that the president immunity, so... That what that does is it annuls the impeachment. Why are we impeaching him?
No, it doesn't annul his impeachment. The impeachment is the first step. Let's say a president does something really bad. Let's say a president kills a political adversary, like I heard yesterday. The first thing you do as a person, you impeach the president. Once you impeach the president, next thing you know, you want to kick him out. Once you have to kick him out, you have to get 70% of the Senate that basically agrees with you. That basically you want to kick him out. Once you kick him out and you've done that, you could go against him. Because to be against a president, the immunity stops as soon as that person is kicked out. Because he's been impeached, he's been kicked out, then you could go to the court and say, we're going to arrest you. That's the sense.
Right.
You want to kick out somebody. You want to arrest him. Not the other way. You don't go directly to court. He has a protection. If a president, it doesn't mean that he's, like you said, a king. He can't be a king. Because if he was a king, impeachment and the other side would not exist. That's a king.
John, do you agree with Stanley that Donald Trump should have full immunity and not be brought to justice for anything he does while he's president of the United States?
He's asking you a question. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm saying, do you about your prime minister? Who is it? Trudeau, your prime minister in Canada? Is it Trudeau?
Mr. Justin, yeah.
Okay, let's say Trudeau, because will you agree that Canada is a democracy or is it a republic?
It's not totally a democracy.
But I'm saying it's not a democracy. Canada is a democracy, not a republic. Okay, let's say Trudeau ordered an assassination of his opponent. Should he be immune should he be held accountable?
But he gets held accountable by one thing. The House could kick him out. That's how he gets
Stanley has dual citizenship. By the way, John and Pat, Stanley does have dual citizenship in Canada. Is it Stanley? Where is it, in Quebec and in New York?
Yes.
Okay, now Pat doesn't like Quebec.
Trudeau is the prime minister, you could still kick him out. But he still has you have to kick him out. You can't judge Trudeau just like that and arrest him. You have to kick him out first.
Okay. Well, before we move on there, Stanley, why do the other Canadians don't like French Canadians? Are you guys having a hard time with Canadians who speak French than other Canadians? Is there a revolution that's going on there in Canada?
It's not the French. It's the way they are.
Oh boy, that's a long story, Brian. That's the same thing as why did British people didn't like Americans back in the day. It's the same shit with French people that doesn't like English people. The whole story that the French people were invaded during the time. You have to learn the whole story of Canada and everything, what happened and everything. Because don't forget, we're very close. Canada was very close to be part of the United States. You were this close to being part of the United States, Brian, Canada.
Okay.
You just had to go across. And do something. That was almost a deal done with Canada and United States. Canada could have been part of the United States, right?
But
it got stopped by the French.
Yeah. Okay.
If you go to history, I was very shocked. If you go to history, they said that Canada was very close to being part of the United States. I think the French or the British that stopped it. But if the French and the British couldn't stop it, can you imagine all America would have been Canada and the United States? All of that would have been the United States.
That's fair. But I'm trying to understand, Pat and John, do you love the French Canadians?
No. For the simple reason, they have tried to break up this country and force their language on the rest of the country.
That's what I'm saying. There's a big divide between French Canadian and peace because they want to impose their French thing. I don't agree with that. I think you should learn both language, French and English, to be good. You shouldn't impose, Pat said, your force and everything. They try to separate themselves from Canada.
Well, Stanley, I'd like you to get
society.
Yeah.
Look at all
they want to be
a
distinct society
here. They could ask for the same thing. Look at all the Ukrainians and the Poles and all the other ethnicities that came over. Why aren't they getting special status? Why only Quebec? That's my
because
main
they
problem.
Would say that they're a French province and everything, but I don't agree. I think you should learn both languages, French and English, especially right now in 2024. But Brian, you're still not answering my question. What's wrong with the logic that I just gave you about what I said about the immunity?
Because I'll tell you, Stanley, we have three branches of government.
Yes.
And the reason we have, they used to call them forefathers. We don't call them forefathers anymore because it sounds so sexist. Now we have to call them, what do we call them now, founders or something like that. And the Constitution was put in there. There are certain laws and guidelines in the Constitution that makes no man a king. Yeah, doesn't give them.
But he's not
100%.
A king. Brian, he's not a king. How could the president of the United States is not a king? I agree with that.
Exactly.
But the president of the United States is one of the three branches. It's the president, Congress, and the Supreme Court.
Yeah, he's part of the executive branch. The president is part of the executive branch.
And the president is the executive branch. Yeah, the president is the executive branch. So he's not a king, Brian.
I agree. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
What?
We have to go now. I have two more things to answer.
Okay,
so I still don't understand why are you saying that the president will be kicked? I told you, if you want to kick out a president, there's a way you got to do it is by impeaching the president.
Well, we have done that with Donald Trump four times, I think.
Yes, but it's not
I just want to clarify. Let me just clarify the branches of our government. We have the legislative branch. We have the executive branch, which is the president, and the judicial branch, Supreme Court. But see, we have guidelines, we have buffers, and we have people. See, for instance, Donald Trump cannot declare war if he was president on another country. Only Congress can declare war.
I agree what you're saying, but a lot of people didn't apply this.
I
agree
democracy.
What you're saying. It's true. It's true, Brian. Go ahead.
But what I'm trying to say is I wish I had the correct words to say, but I'm going to paraphrase it. There is a common law that that no country can send out an assassination to a world leader. It's just and I forgot what it is. So if Donald Trump wanted to send out an order to assassinate, which President Bush did, by the way, with what's his name? Come on, help me out. You know what Bush did when he went
Dick Cheney?
When he went Middle East, the dictator in the Middle East.
Oh, okay, he's talking about, in Iraq.
Why do I want to say?
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein sent a hit out to President Bush's father. And so all of a sudden we went over there to Iraq and everything, and we had this thing about missiles of mass destruction, and we found out there's no missiles of mass destruction, but we did kill Saddam Hussein. Kind of a coincidence.
Obama did the same thing, Brian, also.
To who?
The president of Libya.
You know what? I'm going to give you Sandy. Wait a minute. Let's all say good morning to Melissa. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Beautiful. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We tried to call you the day of the New Year.
I know. I was really busy. Did you have a nice New Year?
I hope 2020. I hate 2023. Like I said to Brian.
Yeah, me too.
Stupid movies. Crappy movies.
Me too.
Crappy 2020.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
I think Brian could do better movies than those crappy movies, beautiful.
Stanley, are you talking about Gaddafi? Because that wouldn't have been, I don't think. Did you say Libya?
Yeah. Remember when President Hillary Clinton said, we came, we saw, we killed? They killed the president over there, the person of Libya.
Huh.
They killed him.
Yeah.
So when Brian is saying that George Bush killed Saddam Hussein, Obama killed that president of Libya.
Allegedly. I don't have any proof on that.
He's dead.
I'm saying it's kind of a coincidence.
Allegedly, he's dead.
Allegedly, he's dead.
Sorry. Yeah.
And by the way, also, don't forget, Brian, don't forget the President Obama was to kill an American citizen in the Middle East when he did the drone strike.
Yeah, Obama was known to, to kill a lot of innocent people with his drone strike, yes.
No.
Yes.
It's not an innocent. He killed an American, a 16-year-old American in the Middle East with the drone strike.
Oh, my God. Stanley. Oh, I just had a memory.
No, but beautiful. I'm going to ask you the question. How come Obama, if that president doesn't have immunity, that means you should go back to Obama and arrest him, because he did kill an American citizen and he did kill a leader of a country.
Does anybody, you know what this reminds me of? A movie. And which movie was it where this guy was this terrible? And it wasn't Die Hard. And he killed someone one year. And he held up this thing, and he's a diplomatic immunity. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the movie. What you're saying? I forgot what it was.
Oh, no, it's not Die Hard.
Lethal
Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. You got it.
Yeah, it's,
and that's what
Lethal Weapon, Lethal Weapon 2. I think it's Lethal Weapon 2 or 3. I have a diplomatic immunity. You can't touch me.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And that's what it reminds me of, is that line in the movie, you know, that I can do whatever I want because I have immunity, you know.
That's right.
Well,
that's
sorry. But I'm sorry. Diplomats do have immunity, and they can do whatever they want.
You're right.
True.
And you knew it. And he knew it. And is this what we're dealing with now, that we have an ex-president who thinks he can do whatever he wants? He said something, was it yesterday?
Yeah, he can.
That was, okay. That really bothered me.
He can't.
When he was saying, he
I know,
was
but he can't. But...
how our economy was going to tank, and that because of what his administration had done, they were running off, how did he put it, the fumes, right? Of what he had done for the economy, but it would change. And I thought to myself, why are you saying things like that? If you're running for president, why is he saying that?
Well, I think that's wrong. I agree with you, Richard. That's wrong. You should not favor having your country going down because you want to go. No, I don't agree with you. That is wrong. That is wrong.
That bothered me. I think he said it yesterday, didn't he? Is it yesterday or the day before?
I heard about it yesterday. You said it yesterday. Please.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
That was wrong. I don't agree
I
with
just
that.
He shut up.
You know.
He needs to shut up, Stanley, you know, and just do what he's going to do. I don't know.
Well, he has the number. He has the number. He's the favorite to win the 2024 election if he doesn't fuck it up. But there's a lot of question that we need to answer. Does the president have immunity? Yes, he does. The president is not a king, beautiful. If you want to go against him and everything, you have to impeach him.
No.
Go ahead, beautiful.
But
he's not a king. The president is not a king.
He's not, I know. But in some ways, he needs to stop acting like he's some dictator. It feels like a dictator in a way, you know?
But beautiful, if you want to go against the president, you have to impeach him and convict him.
Hi.
Once you impeach him and convict him, then you're done. He's done. He can't do nothing. Because if he was a king, beautiful, he wouldn't have impeachment.
Right, right.
A king doesn't have impeachment. You know?
Yeah.
Go back to the time of Louis
XV. You know what they used to do to that family? Cut their heads off.
Cut their heads off.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, go back to the Louis 15 and beautiful would have come. You're not a king. You would have been cut off. Your head would have been gone, beautiful and bright.
Yeah.
You would have been gone. Get those two people, kill them. Kill them. That's it. That's a king.
Off.
You know, but...
Hey, that's all like...
But you know what, Melissa? You know what, Danny? It's very interesting because I'll talk to Pat. And then I talked to John, and we know Pat and John are together, and they're two different political views here. Oh, and Pat, I don't want to get into your personal life because I know you love John. John loves you. We know all that. But how do you guys deal with the opposite way of thinking with Biden and Trump? Is it do you just
don't talk about
politics in your house?
Not much.
I don't blame you. And I want to congratulate John. This is the first time I ever heard your voice. Thank you for coming on the air. I usually don't hear John's voice, but I think John is probably pissed off about something.
No,
I can tell in
his... smoking a joint now.
Oh, he's smoking a joint. Okay.
Yeah.
He'll
feel much better in a few minutes.
He'll feel better.
Like I said, everything changed, and I have to say again, thank you, beautiful. Everything changed in 2023 when basically beautiful told me, stop taking it personal like it's your ego. And everything changed for me. That's why I'm not taking anything personal. That's why I have no problem saying President Trump, when ex-President Trump does something wrong, it doesn't affect me anymore. It doesn't. I don't take it personal. I don't agree with what he did this morning. And I agree. Like I said, I think, like I said, I respect you three people. That's why we have a great show now, Brian. I don't talk over somebody. I don't do those things anymore. And I owe it all to you. And I have to say again, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You broke it out.
Yes, Oliver. And Oliver is going to take over my show soon, so listen to him. Good morning, Oliver. Good morning, buddy.
Well, maybe if he does take over your show, Brian, maybe you could go to CNN
morning,
and replace Don Lemon. That would be great.
I will for you.
Good morning, Stanley. Say good morning. Okay, say good morning, Brian.
Good morning,
Oliver.
Good morning, Oliver.
Good morning.
Say good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you.
That's a
beautiful
kid.
And Brian, did you hear the rumor? I heard that a lot of people are saying that it's going to be Michelle Obama that's going to take the place of Biden.
No.
I didn't hear that, kid. Obama's going to what? I didn't hear that.
Michelle, the woman, Michelle Obama.
No. As Daddy, you can know that's not true because Michelle is not going to primary Biden. They're the best of friends. So any of those rumors are floating around.
No, they're not.
Michelle is not. She's not going to primary Biden. She won't do it.
Obama
so
doesn't like Biden at all. I heard that Obama and Biden doesn't like each other at all. At all.
No. Obama is his.
Yes.
What is it? They named Biden their godfather or something to the kids or the grandkids. They're really close. They're really close.
Yes.
They're
don't
close.
You remember there was a video that showed Obama came back to the White House and basically he came back and it seemed like it was back to Obama was the president. And even though Biden was the president and he was completely lost. Remember that video?
Stanley.
Hey, I'm not joking, Brian. I have no idea. Look at this video. You don't believe Obama comes in and everybody's like, yay! And Biden's like, oh, what do I do? Where do I go?
Please, this is the new Stanley. Don't antagonize him.
The new Stanley.
I'm not lying. I swear, people, I am not lying. Go see that video.
You.
Obama back to the White House. And you see Biden looking left and right saying, what do I do? Where do I go? Come on.
No.
So beautiful, you think Biden's going to be the nominee?
Oh, you know, I don't know. A lot of people are saying a lot of different things. I don't know.
What about Gavin? What about the governor of California? Gavin Newsom.
No.
What about him?
No.
No?
It's too-
no. No, Gavin?
No, I don't want him either. No.
You know, Gavin, it will be very good. You'll be having poop everywhere at your place, near your place. Poop guaranteed.
Stanley, we don't want that guy around either.
No, but he's a great governor. Poop guarantees everywhere.
But I have to cover this really quickly because we're almost at the end of our show today, believe it or not.
Oh,
so, no. So I was watching So me and Cindy were watching, I guess it was MSNBC. Biden went to a congressional hearing, Hunter Biden, and he sat there for 10, 15 minutes, and then he got up and walked away as soon as Marjorie Greene wanted to question him. I saw it. It looks like a shit show. It was the biggest shit show ever. It was stupid. But he did comply with the congressional. Now, here's the question. We are the rule of laws, right?
Yeah.
Should he have stayed? Now, here's the thing. He walked out. Now, if you get a subpoena, you should stay. Okay, let's just go by the vote. Should he have stayed there because he did get subpoenaed? He had to sit through that, or did he have an option to walk out? I go to you, Melissa. What do you think?
I think he should have stayed.
He should have stayed.
I think he should have stayed too.
I think he should have stayed also, Brian.
Yeah.
I applaud him when he did it.
And unjustly, was he a crackhead or something? Is he a crackhead?
Beautiful, but he's not anymore. He's a respectable person now.
He's off crack.
Oh, thank you. He's taking a big hit on Twitter, though.
Sorry.
He's taking a huge hit on Twitter, calling him a crackhead and all this kind of stuff.
But he was
on Twitter.
But he was a crackhead, beautiful Brian. He was a crackhead, and he loved prostitutes. He loved prostitutes. He would pay them $500,000 prostitute Brian. Beautiful. $500,000
really?
For a prostitute.
Wow.
But just because you like
and who would pay that?
His
father, Mr. Joe Biden, would pay that. Daddy, I want to see the prostitute. Okay, look, let me give you a check. Here's the money. Go. Daddy.
He's
going to cost $1 million for the prostitute. Here's the money. Go to my account. Here's the number. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here you go. Here's my number. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Well, here he took a couple of hits on Twitter. Here's one guy. The guy's name is GTSD Jack, and this is what he said. Apparently, he was watching. He was watching a congressional hearing. This is what he said. This punk ass crackhead stormed out of the house because of his privilege and being a resident son. This is an absolute circus show, and Hunter thinks he's. It's hysterical because he is above the law. Arrest him immediately for contempt. Rules are rules. Now, you guys, here's another one. Here's another person. His name is Gary. He said, Hunter Biden just owned the entire GOP. Did they arrest him? They did not. Did they depose him? They did not depose him. I'm sorry. Did they fear his very presence? They did. Now, that's Gary. One more guy. His name is Tom. He says this. Hunter Biden showed up for the House committee hearing on the pending resolution to hold him in contempt. He obviously thinks with good reason he is untouchable. The House can and should arrest him if he is found in contempt. There you go. Those are the three.
That's
what do you guys agree? Should he be arrested?
Yes. If
should
they find him in contempt, yes.
Yeah, he could be arrested. I think he could be arrested if he's in contempt, beautiful. But they have to vote first, right? Don't they have to vote first, beautiful?
To put him
in contempt?
Do they have to vote
first? They could. They could have a hearing, yes. They can, they can take it to the Department of DOJ, Department of Justice, and they can, they could, but if they arrest Hunter, they know that there's a lot of the GOP is going to be exposed with a lot of shit. But rules are rules, are they? I mean, don't you think rules are rules?
Yeah.
This is what we
they
do.
Are. Yeah.
So
they are.
Like
you said, it has to go to the DOJ, but the DOJ is not going to do something because the DOJ is the DOJ of Biden. It's not going to do something.
Well, let me.
That's the problem.
Well, let me ask you something else, Stanley. Now, Jim Jordan didn't even show up, and he had a subpoena. Should they arrest him, Jim Jordan?
Yeah,
but
the problem is the reason that he didn't show up is because he didn't believe that the January 6th committee was done fairly. And I agree with him. That's why he didn't show up.
But that doesn't matter. You're still subpoenaed,
you're subpoenaed.
And you still have to show up.
It was not done properly, Brian. There's a problem. If it would have been done properly, then you have my utmost respect. But it wasn't. It's the first time since 200 years that basically the leader of the House decides the people that could be there for the Democrats and the Republicans. That's why Liz Cheney and what's his name, the other guy, was there for the Republicans. No people that basically Kevin McCarthy tried to go in to put them there was there for the Republicans. That's the reason that Jim Jordan didn't show up. Because it's illegitimate. You're not supposed to do that. The leader of the House of the Democrats is supposed to pick people, and the leader of the Republican, the opposition of the Republican is supposed to be to pick people. That's how you do a committee.
Yeah.
Not Nancy Pelosi saying, I want this, 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 and Liz Cheney and this. That's not the way it's supposed to be.
Okay.
That's the reason.
Okay, now, this is a quote from a well-known journalist. I'll go to Melissa. I'll go to Pat. I'll go to Melissa first. This guy says, talking about what just happened, he called it a shit show, which I agree. He says, this is exactly what it looks like, a violent attack on the U.S. Capitol. Just because a bunch of greedy, power-hungry people called it a tourist visit doesn't make it so. Stanley, I'm going to ask you, you saw it. You saw the attack on the Capitol. Was it just a regular tourist visit? Was it nonviolent? People were just having a great time?
No, like I said, Brian, the people that were responsible for the violence should be condemned by the most severe case there is. Again, I'm against any violence that happened January 6th. But at the same token, there was a visiting show at that January 6th. It wasn't like when you look at the video, there was two things. There was violence in one part of the Capitol, and there was also the visiting show. The people who were doing the visiting show should not be condemned. The people that did the violence should be condemned most severely. That's the way it should
be. Okay, how about we spread the net here? Anybody who went inside that Capitol that was not authorized with a tourist group are breaking and entering and therefore committed a crime. Yes or no?
But, Brian, that's a problem because the police was opening the gate for them. That's the problem.
The police were not... Sally, the police were not opening. Okay, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
There was a video of the police opening the gate.
Brian, if tomorrow Brian Hyman Jackson meet Melissa Beautiful and me and Sally Roy goes to say, let's go to the Capitol, good luck. Good luck. Go to the Capitol just like that.
I don't know, Sally. Here is Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is in her words.
Oh, no.
After Biden left the hearing, this is her words. Tell me if you agree or not agree. Ready? Here we go. This is her words.
And runs away when it's my turn to talk. Not only is he a criminal, but he is a coward. Nut sits here with a smug look on his face and runs away when it's my turn to talk. Not only is he a criminal, but he is a coward.
Okay, that's what she said. That's what happened. It was her turn to talk.
Who's talking about?
She out of line. I go to you, Pat. Was she out of line? Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a Republican.
She's always out of line.
Okay. All right. She is kind of wacko. I kind of agree. But I'm saying, Stanley.
She should be wrestling.
I'll go to you, Stanley. Yes.
Like I said,
remember,
we all agree
Hunter
Biden should have answered the question of Marjorie Greene and not me. Like you said,
Yeah, but the word coward, was that in play, or should she have pulled back on a member? She's supposed to be in Congress.
I would not say the word coward, but it was not very like... It doesn't respect the law. You have a subpoena. You have to take it. Sorry, you have to. You maybe don't like it.
And
maybe you don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
She's independent.
But you don't. You have no right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to answer the question that the person in call with. You're a subpoena.
Yeah.
You have no choice.
Okay.
First,
so
worst word comes
guys.
To worst. You know what, Ryan? You know, Ryan, what he could have done? He could have done one thing to even be more smarter. He could have just invoked the fifth. I'm not going to answer. I'm invoking the fifth. He could have done
okay,
that.
Okay, you know, that's fair,
and it
would have
been okay.
Danny, that's fair. But I'm going to ask John, well, by him walking out of the congressional hearing, should it be under contempt, and should he be arrested right now? I was talking about Hunter Biden.
Yep. Arrest the Mueller.
Huh?
He should arrest him.
Arrest him.
Yeah, they should
what
arrest.
Do you say, Pat?
Yes. Yeah,
what do you
arrest
say?
Him.
You
we
say arrest him,
arrest
too.
Him.
Wow. Melissa, you're independent. You're not a Democrat or a Republican. What do you say?
Arrest him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Why should he get special privilege?
I agree, John. I agree. I mean, I agree because that's I like that. I love. I'm a Democrat. I love Biden, but I have to call it out. If you show up for a congressional hearing,
wait a minute.
And you got to stay. You can't just walk out. Now. Trump is now. Let's flip the page to Donald Trump. Now, is it fair to Donald Trump listening to his hearing? Then he goes outside and to the cameras and starts saying, attacking the judge and saying this is a disgrace. But what about his words during that? What do you think about that?
He has the First Amendment, right? He has the right to basically say whatever he needs to say.
But isn't he? But this is our judicial system. But he's saying that the judge is a Trump hater, or the judge, or this is a disgrace, or this is a mockery. Isn't he kind of making fun of our own judicial system and not really complying to our law? I'm just asking.
Well, I'm saying, Brian, that under him, and a lot of Republicans agrees with him, that the judge is a Democrat, is pro-Democrat, and is not doesn't like Trump at all. She should have recused herself completely. Well, I'm sorry. Okay, does it? Go ahead, Buford. Beautiful.
Well, guys,
we
had a minute. We only had an hour today. This is the shortest show I've ever had in my life. Somebody said that. Can you do an hour show? We cannot do an hour show.
No.
It's really hard. It's hard, isn't it? I try my best. We just got too much to talk about.
We can't do an hour show, Brian. You got to explain how come we have crappy movies. Are we going to get crappy movies in 2024?
Hey, wait, Danny, I'm going to recommend one. Do you have Netflix? I mean, do you have...
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have the Disney channel? Do you have the Disney channel?
Yes.
Okay, tonight, Sally, Echo. I'm recommending Echo.
Echo?
Jason
okay.
Stratham. Jason Stratham is premiering tonight.
Okay. I don't really have those channels, the Netflix of this. I have that channel. You know what channel I have, right? I told you the channel.
Yeah, the porn channel?
That channel. That's what I have. No.
The porn channel?
Yeah.
No. You know channel. I told you the channel. The stream channel completely free. That shows me things.
Okay.
I don't show me
any
problem.
I know what you're doing. Don't say it, Stanley, because we don't want you to be arrested. I want to thank John
That's
for coming in today. This,
go.
Yeah.
Brian, are you, I have a question for you.
For who?
Bye, beautiful. Happy New Year. Bye, Brian. Happy New Year. Bye, everybody.
Brian, are you out of town?
I think Melissa has a question before you go. What is it, Melissa?
No, it's just, Brian, are you out of town?
No, I'm in town. I just got some things I got to do, kiddo. I'll give you a call a little later.
Are you doing your show tomorrow, Brian?
I got my daughter in town and my brother-in-law in town.
Okay.
They're going to be with us for a couple of weeks. And so I'm sharing time with Cindy because Cindy's now working because she works from home. So she's in back of me now throwing knives at my back. And giving Stanley evil looks because how he's talking about her beloved Biden.
Oh God!
Oh, say happy New Year to your beautiful to Cindy.
Oh.
And my brother.
Stanley, you're so
Brian,
nice.
Are you doing a show? Are you doing a show tomorrow, Brian?
Yes, I will. I will be here at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, guys. I will.
Hold on over.
Cool.
I hope to
and
see
I'll
you guys
see
here.
Your show that you said Echo. I'll see Echo. It better be good, Brian, because if it's not good, I want to come to you tomorrow. It better be. Don't make me watch the show.
Okay, don't get arrested. I want to thank everybody. Give John, welcome John. I want to give John, thank you for coming in just today, John. That's Pat's other half.
Nice to meet you, John. Nice to meet you.
You're welcome.
Nice meeting you, John. And Pat,
he's waving his hand at you like you can see it.
That must be some good shit that he had, right?
Yeah.
I'm waving back at you, John. I'm waving back at you. Thank you, Pat, for coming in today. And Melissa, always a pleasure. The Morning Crew, thank you for coming in. And I appreciate Oliver, who will inherit this show someday and make it better. Thank you for coming in. I want to thank Fred the Cat making his appearance today briefly. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Message me.
Bye-bye, kiddos. Bye.
All right.